People buzz around the Montereau Amphitheater on the banks of the Russian River. It's filled with colorful beach chairs and encircled by lush redwoods.
Feeling all right today?
Waiting in line for hot dogs and grilled chicken, folks gossip about who will perform at the show. Rumors fly that Jimmy Buffett's in the house, and anyone who's heard about it's eager to divulge this juicy piece of inside information to their neighbors.
I get a hot dog later.
Like I say, I understand Jimmy Buffett's here.
I'm gonna get a beer.
Public opinion about the Grove varies. The Board of Supervisors questions what public benefit the Grove provides to the county. However, many volunteers and attendees of the variety show consider the public benefit to be the Bohemian Club's provision of talent to this fundraiser.
I love the history of it. I love the tradition of it. I still think it has its place in society.
I love it. I think it's one of the best things that's ever hit this area.
They seem to be a good steward of the community.
That's Rose Jennings Newhouse, Todd Denno, and Bob Falconer, volunteers and longtime attendees of the Montereau Variety Show.
I actually see mostly public detriment.
That's Linda Hopkins, Sonoma County Supervisor of District 5, which incorporates Montereau.
They don't really give back that much, actually. They help host the annual variety show, which is great, but that's actually mostly locals who buy tickets, that are spending the money there.
Michelle McDonald, a longtime community volunteer for the event, says the talent show raised $60,000 last year, and the proceeds go to the Fire Services Foundation, the Montereau School, and St. Catherine's Catholic Church. McDonald says her family has been volunteering for this event since 1915.
Every generation has helped and supported it. It's just part of what you do in a small community.
McDonald says anywhere between 1,500 to 2,200 people attend the event each year. In addition to big names like Jimmy Buffett, the show features local talent, comedy, and classical entertainment. This year is the 108th annual show. McDonald explains how the event started back in 1911 when Bohemians camping in the Grove would walk 4 miles to Guerneville to go to Catholic Mass.
So out of that became an interest by both those Catholics that were worshiping from the Grove and the community, and they linked together with a local family who owned property in Montereau and the Archbishop of San Francisco to do a fundraiser, and then by the second year of fundraising we're able to build the church.
McDonald emphasizes that the variety show is a volunteer event without an executive director and with all proceeds going back into supporting the community. And the community seems to relish the show. Although opinions about the Bohemian Club vary from it being a cultish, outdated, and sexist organization to it being a benefactor of the local community, its future in Sonoma County and future contract with the County Sheriff's Department remain up in the air.
So are you excited for tonight?
Super excited. Can't wait.
Great.
Can't wait to see who's in the lineup.
The Bohemian Club didn't respond to requests for comment. I'm Isabella Bloom with KRCV's North Bay Report.